plans for my crazy day. My packed commute. All those unread emails in my inbox. But I'm getting stronger, faster, and pushing myself further every day. I don't care if I'm not like everyone else. This punching bag is the best way to end my day.
Fearless is knowing yoga isn't your style. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits at fepblue.org/getmore.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
On a Tuesday, we welcome you in on the Locked On Podcast Network to another edition of Locked On Lions. We played it on October 18th into October 19th. The Tuesday ends to a Wednesday. Matt Derry with you on an off day for the Lions. We get ready for the Redskins coming into town on Sunday and what should be an intriguing game because Washington's won four in a row and the Lions have won two straight to get back to 3-3. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for tuning in right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, whether you're listening on audioboom.com or on iTunes. If you haven't subscribed to our podcast, please do tell your friends, those of you that want Lions content each and every day. And really, when you look at the Locked On Podcast Network and what it is, it's the fastest growing sports podcast network out there. We're doing good work. Whether you're a Raiders fan, Bengals fan, you like the Pistons with Dan Feldman on Locked On Pistons, we have it all for you right here on Locked On, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's installment of Locked On Lions is brought to you by MyBookie.net. Check them out online at MyBookie.net or call them at 844-722-2387. So the Lions with a customary Tuesday off day and then back to practice tomorrow with the Skins coming in Sunday. And, you know, it's interesting. We're going to get to Matthew Stafford and Peter Schrager's comments coming up. We're going to get to your tweets at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, and also on the Matt Derry fan page on Facebook, your comments there as well on the Lions and a question that I posed momentarily. But Peter Schrager made a comment on NFL Network earlier today. He's a FoxSports.com NFL analyst about Matthew Stafford. We will dive into that coming up in a little bit, and I do want to get your comments and read as many tweets and Facebook messages as I can. But I kind of wanted to start with this. You look at the Lions and you look where they've been this season. It's been sort of a lot of ups and downs so far. Six games in, they sit at 3-3, like I said, and have a golden opportunity this weekend to prove, I guess, some doubters wrong and make a name for themselves, really, because they've been average. But a lot of these teams around the NFL have been average. And if anybody caught last night's Arizona New York Jets game, and I watched very little of it because I was busy watching the Indians, but as I mentioned time and time again, you see the parity around the NFL. You see a lot of mediocre teams. You see a lot of teams that aren't very good. And as I stated yesterday on the podcast, and I will continue to say it, the Detroit Lions have a golden opportunity here this season, even in this year of observation, to sneak into the playoffs, to have some momentum, to get a taste of some winning, because these other teams aren't that good. If the Lions are an 8-8, 9-7 team, that might be good enough to get them in the postseason. But the one thing that I've noticed with the fan base, and this goes back to August when we were doing podcasts during training camp, and we've had great growth in terms of listenership and you guys tuning in. We've had some monster shows here in terms of tune in with guys like Mike Valeni on and Andrew Siciliano. And we'll continue to bring you the best guests we can. Chris Burke from Sports Illustrated last week was a big get and was tremendous to listen to. But the thing with the Lions and Lions fans is the following. For many of you, and for you driving to work this morning or driving home tonight from work, you're kind of shaking your head at this football team and your interest level might not be where it usually is. And maybe this is a league-wide NFL problem because so many teams are mediocre. And, man, the last few nationally televised games, whether it's the Sunday night game or the Monday night game or these Thursday night games, they've been bad. And for some of you, you're focused on your FanDuel team, or you're focused on gambling and your parlay, or you're focused on what you do at MyBookie.net, or you focus on your fantasy football team. And for Detroit fans, I think you're focused on getting Jim Caldwell out of town, and that you really can't get on board and be too embracing of this team because he's still coaching. And many of you don't like him. Many of you don't like what he says to the media. Many of you don't like his press conferences. Many of you don't like his demeanor on the sidelines. The last couple of weeks, I think Jim Caldwell's done a nice job. He's been more aggressive in his play calling. He's taken some risks. When the team has needed to throw the challenge flag, he's thrown it. This club last week was, what, 4-for-4 on fourth downs? And you know, he's coaching like a guy who's coaching for his job, and he should, and he is. So my question is, will you finally embrace this 2016 edition of the Lions if they win on Sunday? If they take care of business and finish up this homestand, a perfect 3-0, and if you're a season ticket holder that has gone to all these games and has checked out Lions football and everything else, will you embrace this team and go, you know what, 4-3 through seven games without Amir Abdullah, DeAndre Levy, Ziggy Ansah, Eric Ebron for the most part, last week no Theo Riddick? You know, will you say, hey, look, you know what? Matthew Stafford's playing at a Pro Bowl level. We got a very fun and cool offense. We're scoring tons of points. I know the defense is not very good and sits at 25th in the league. I get that. But will you embrace this team and hop on board? Offense is doing its part. As far as yards per game, you know, Lions are a top. Well, they're 18th in yards per game, and as far as scoring offense goes, the Lions are top 12. They're averaging 25 points per game. All right, we know what the defense and the limitations are, but the way Stafford is playing, how fun these games have been—they've been close, but they've been fun. Will you embrace this football team? If you know that Bob Quinn is not going to fire Jim Caldwell until the end of the season, why wouldn't you just root for the team this season? Or are you at a point where still six games in, you're taking the season as, bleh, I don't really care? Because I can't recall a time, and I moved here in August of 1996, I cannot recall a time where apathy has kicked in like it has, where the excitement level from the fan base is where it is, where I've heard about empty seats in the stadium, empty suites, you know, able to get tickets, whether you're going on SeatGeek or wherever, and getting cheap tickets a day of a game. It's still NFL football. It's still the Lions. We crave in March and in May and in July and in January. At least here in Detroit, we crave it in January because rarely the team is playing. But we crave football. And I understand many of you are Michigan fans. Well, a lot of you are Michigan fans. The Wolverines are sort of the de facto home college team here, even though a majority of you didn't go there. Okay? You love what Harbaugh's doing, and Michigan's in the national championship picture. It's incredible how well they've played. And they've got a star power with Jabril Peppers and others. But here's your NFL team, which, man, they won this past Sunday. It was a nice win. I know there were issues with the defense and Case Keenum lighting them up, but it was a W. They got the dub. And they're sitting in a position right now at 3-3 where they're in decent position to grab a playoff spot. Minnesota's running away with the division. The Vikings are clearly the class of the NFC North, clearly at 5-0. But here are the Lions at 3-3. Right there with the team they're playing this Sunday, Washington, who's 4-2. Philly they beat, who's 3-2. Giants, who are mediocre at 3-3. Green Bay at 3-2. People are wondering what's up with Aaron Rodgers. The Bears, who the Lions should not have lost to, are 1-5. All right, Atlanta's top of the NFC South. Fine. The rest of that division is a combined 7-11. NFC West, Rams, Lions just beat them, 3-3. Cardinals, 3-3. Niners, 1-5. If the Lions knock off the Washington Redskins this Sunday through seven games with all the injuries and everything else, they're a playoff team. They're a team in the mix for one of those two wild card spots in the NFC. So I'm not telling you you have to embrace the coach, but are you just at the point where you're so sick of him that it's clouding your judgment for excitement? If this team was winning every game 13-10 and were so boring, it'd be one thing. You got a quarterback, ladies and gentlemen. You got a guy that's really playing excellent, excellent football. All right, let's get to some of your tweets at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. Again, I posed the question on Twitter at Derry Speaks. I said, Lions fans slow to embrace 2016 team. If they win Sunday and get to 4-3, do some of you get excited about Stafford and company? Some of your responses have been pretty good. Josh Patterson tweets in, I don't know, with that defense, it's going to be hard to win games. Well, you're right. Ranked 25th in the league, been brutal against the pass. This past Sunday, they let Case Keenum look like the second coming of Bobby Lane. It was not good. But again, with all the injuries that they've had, they're still afloat. Their heads are above water. Michael Phillips writes in, if they can trade their defense for Seattle's, then I'll get excited. Yeah, that's not happening. That's not happening. Rob Ponto, there's tons of parity. If the team can stay healthy and Stafford stays hot, who knows what can happen? I agree with that. I agree with that statement 100%. Rob, thank you for the tweet. I mean, like I said, it's just... I don't even know if fans even realize how bad the NFC is. Dallas is 5-1. Everybody's hot on the Dak attack and Zeke Elliott. They're tremendous. All right, Dallas looks good, and their defense has played much better than people thought. But again, the defense is not on the field ever because Prescott and Zeke Elliott and those guys are constantly on the field and possessing the football. The Lions' defense is not good. All right, they've given up 153 points through six games. All right, only Atlanta, New Orleans, and San Francisco have given up more points than the Lions in the NFC. All right, defense has to be fixed. Has to be. But what did you expect without DeAndre Levy? You knew the linebacking core was going to be soft and troublesome with the injuries. Josh Bynes, John Bostic, Kyle Van Noy, we know isn't very good. So I think offensively, they're exciting. They're fun to watch. And if they get Theo Riddick back and he's healthy this Sunday, I think they're going to be very difficult to beat against Washington. I truly believe that. But the Redskins, they're 4-2. Their point differential, zero. Lions, 3-3 point differential at a -3. Why can't they beat the Skins Sunday? Well, Washington's a run game. Matt Jones and Kirk Cousins. I mean, they're not bringing John Riggins and Joe Theismann into Ford Field this Sunday. All right, before I talk about Matthew Stafford, I got to tell you about mybookie.net. Football season alive and well. We had games, of course, a Monday night game last night. You got to get on the action and play like the pros with my friends at mybookie.net. It's the most exciting online experience for sports fans. Trust me, mybookie features real Vegas odds, incredible player props on every football game. If the game has already started, see, other sites don't do this, but mybookie.net does. If the game's already started, no problem. MyBookie has live in-games with odds updated in real time. It's awesome. So it's never too late if you want to make a play. Optimized for smartphone users for nonstop action on the go. Check them out at MyBookie.net. Just go online, type MyBookie in your browser, and sign up today. If you use the promo code LIONS, L-I-O-N-S, LIONS, you're entered into their $1 million prize pool. Give them a call if you don't want to go online, 844-722-2387. That's 844-722-2387. Join the thousands of online players already playing at MyBookie. All right. Only the biggest, only the best. So much fun. These games have been kind of lame around the league. Want to have more fun watching the games? Go to MyBookie.net and sign up today. All right. I promise you these comments made by comments from, I sound like Will Tiemann on the Spartan Network. I promised you comments from Peter Schrager. Of the NFL Network, who was on the morning show today, NFL AM, whatever they call it, on the NFL Network. And Peter Schrager was on today from FoxSports.com, and he said, quote, I'm going to say it right here, Matt Stafford is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He might be the best quarterback in the entire NFL, end quote. End quote. That's what he told Nate Burleson and company on Good Morning Football. Excuse me, Good Morning Football is the name of the show. We know Stafford's had a big year so far. 1,600 yards, 14 touchdowns through the first six games of the season. Stafford's been tremendous. Since Jim Bob Cooter has taken over last year, so that's 15 games. 69% completion percentage, 4,000 yards passing, 34 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and a quarterback rating or passer rating of 105.5. Staggering numbers. And as we talked about yesterday, and Freddie the Pizza Man called in and said, hey, Stafford's a top five quarterback. I love what Matthew Stafford's doing. You cannot diss Matt Stafford right now. All the injuries, all the issues, young offensive line with rookies and second-year guys everywhere. Yet here he is third in the league in passer rating at 106, which I really think is the benchmark number. But is he the best quarterback in football? Is he better than Tom Brady? No. Is he better than Drew Brees? No. No. Is he better than Russell Wilson? I'm not ready to say he's better than Russell Wilson yet. Russell Wilson's won a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers has been brutal lately. And I guess you could make the argument that you'd take Stafford over Rodgers right now with the way Aaron Rodgers is playing. Now, what about Andrew Luck? Andrew Luck's been sacked 23 times. Andrew Luck, I think, is still pretty darn good. Very good. Cam Newton's been injured. Are you taking Matt Stafford over Cam Newton? I see what Schrager's saying. He might be playing the best of any quarterback right now, but to call him the best, I think, is a stretch. And I'm not dissing Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford's having a Pro Bowl year. He's having an all-pro season. So is Matt Ryan, though. Matt Ryan's got 100. Matt Ryan, you could say, is having the best year of any quarterback in the league. Matt Ryan, you could make the argument, is doing the same type of thing that Matthew Stafford is. Okay? Difference is the Atlanta Falcons are 4-2 and in first place. His quarterback rating or passer rating is 117.9, actually better than Stafford's. You could flip-flop the names. But again, Matt Ryan is Julio Jones. Matt Ryan is a very good offensive line with a lot more veteran players. He's also got one back in Devontae Freeman that they've been handing the ball to in Atlanta with regularity. Okay, the Lions have not had that luxury. Freeman is sixth in the league in rushing, averaging 5 yards a carry, has 450 yards on the ground, and a couple of touchdowns. The Lions' leading rusher is, I'm still scrolling, Theo Riddick, 36th in the league, at 171 yards on the year, whereas Freeman's at 450. So Stafford's doing more with less. But I'm not ready to say he's the best quarterback in football yet. We played six games. I think we got to pump the brakes on that. But isn't it nice to hear that kind of lauding from somebody in the national media? Stafford deserves it. He's played very, very well. All right, that'll wrap things up for another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, brought to you today by MyBookie.net. We'll speak with you again tomorrow. Probably a national guest tomorrow, and we'll go to Washington, D.C. on Thursday to preview Lions and Redskins. Talk to you.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.